Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Sarkozy's got to shoot down Dominique Strauss-Kahn. I don't know if the guy's a good guy or a bad guy. I know he's a globalist. But now that the first rape charge is being shot down in the U.S., another one's being brought in France. So they're going to get DSK. You were finishing your point, and we're talking to the director of counterintelligence, one of the chief writers and researchers at EIR. You can find out more at LaRouchePack.com or LaRouchePub.com. Jeffrey Steinberg, I want to briefly get your take on DSK and then a few other issues and take calls, but you were finishing up a point as we hit break. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think the point is just simply that really having an understanding, a grasp of history, and understanding it from the standpoint that there's been a long-running historic fight against this oligarchical faction that permeates the whole history, particularly of Western civilization from Western Europe, the migration into the United States, into North America, was all about getting away from the stranglehold of oligarchy. And the United States, therefore, does have a unique historical mission, a unique history, and our job is to restore that because there's still a gut sense of that moves around in the minds of the American people, and you see it particularly in crisis moments like this.
Well, that was my next point. That was my next question for you is we see the awakening accelerating, evidenced by just a decade ago, it took 4 to 6 years for a population to wake up to the fact that a Bill Clinton or a George W. Bush was a fraud. They woke up to Obama, the poll showed, in less than a year, and now he's the most unpopular president in modern history and plunging. Now, when the Republicans get in with a Mitt Romney or somebody, and they don't deliver, they're going to be political dog food, fish food, in a matter of weeks. And so their little tricks aren't working very well anymore, and soon aren't just going to not work, they're going to blow up in their face. And I'm seeing that on more and more fronts, and so they're desperately coming out, bashing the Constitution everywhere as if it's sexy and trendy. I mean, they're really revealing themselves, and I see it all coming to a head. So what can you say? What can you say about that?
The flip side is that you've got a small but growing group of patriots. We see it in the Congress with things like the bipartisan action to reinstate Glass-Steagall, like the bipartisan suit taken out against the president for violating the Constitution. I think that the top leadership of both of the political parties have shown themselves to be completely bankrupt. That's why you've got a majority of American voters considering themselves to be independent of the two parties.
So what happens when they betray us again?
We have to make sure we win before that. We have a very short time fuse in which to win this Glass-Steagall fight, because that's the way we put the onus back on Wall Street. We pull the plug on their Ponzi scheme, and in many cases, these people ought to be being frog marched off to jail. But if we win on the Glass-Steagall fight, that will be the end for the Obama presidency, and we'll see a new combination coming into being that's based on people who put country and the survival of future generations above petty partisan politics. That's what I see beginning to happen. That's what the population absolutely wants. They're responding to those politicians who change their stripes and take that position. And, you know, Mr. LaRouche has put forward very clearly the steps that have to be taken in the immediate days and weeks ahead. And I think that the vast majority of Americans are behind it.
All right, let's talk about what happens if we don't change course and stop the Ponzi schemes, because the system admits the Ponzi scheme is meant to gobble up all wealth on the planet. It's hundreds of times all the real wealth on the planet. They're fraud. If we sign on to it, it's like a lead weight of a trillion tons around our neck being thrown into the Marianas Trench. We'll be right back with some of your phone calls, some other key issues with Jeff Steinberg straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Casey Anthony, Kaylee Anthony case is 7 minutes away from verdict. I haven't covered it because the UN admits their carbon tax plans in the Copenhagen Treaty of 2 years ago, if implemented, would kill conservatively 1 billion people from malnutrition and going into starvation within 5 years. 1 billion people dead. I know it's very interesting, very fun to get into the soap opera of a case. I'm not judging you if you do. At least folks learn about court procedure by watching it. But we'll give you that verdict as soon as it comes out. In fact, we'll go live to it when they read the verdict. We'll just tune in briefly to Fox News, foxnews.com. You know, the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com will have all that information as well. It covers the full spectrum of news. We have big breaking news. Libertarian Party asked Florida sheriff to arrest TSA agents. Steve Watson did an article on this. We turn to you, our constitutional sheriff, to enforce the law in accordance with your sworn duty. That's what I've been saying for the last year. It's now been a year since this TSA thing is one of the biggest stories in the world, so that's coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts as well. I want to take a few calls for our guests. We've got him until 20 after. Really appreciate Jeffrey Steinberg for joining us, LaRouchePack.com, LaRouchePub.com. I want to go to Doug, Richard, Wendy, Tim, and Aaron. At least those five calls for you with quick answers from you, Mr. Steinberg. But I know something you've really looked at, you've really covered, and have done a sterling job. In fact, I read some of your EIRs online some of the featured articles, not the thick publication itself, the quarterly or monthly, whatever it is. And I know I get them in the mail, but never have time to read those. I read the online stuff. I saw your analysis and other people at your outfit 2.5 years ago when this fight was just starting with the quotes and what Daschle had written in his book and what Bill Gates was saying and how the insurance companies had written this to cut off care and to take control from doctors and providers away and let the HMOs, you know, control it. And then I would go actually look it up or buy the book. I did a lot of research. I did some of my own as well and found not only was it true, it was even worse than you were saying because there's no way to cover it all. And now Bill Gates has come out and said, yeah, we want to kill grandma to give 10 teachers jobs, selling the false idea that if you have a predatory, cannibalistic economy, that for you to have a job, somebody's got to die, selling this play us off against each other economy. Can you briefly speak to what this healthcare monstrosity really is?
Sure. Well, look, the essence of Obamacare, aside from the overall killer austerity, is the creation of literally a death panel. The independent payment advisory board is to be given life and death decision making over what medical procedures will be allowed, will be paid for, and which will be basically disallowed. This was what Hitler did in 1939. At the very outset of the Anschluss, Hitler created a euthanasia panel at Tiergarten 4. It was the physical location in Berlin where the offices were. It's identical in every respect to what Obama has created under Berwick and others, so that it's a Nazi policy.
And he beta tested it as early as 35 with handicapped children at government orphanages, and they would send the little fake death certificate to the SS on file.
That's right. In 39, they began it in earnest. They continued the policy for 2 years, and there was a backlash against it even during war in Nazi Germany, and the Catholic Church, among others, pushed back, and they had to basically temporarily walk away from it, but they obviously reinstated it on a grand scale with the concentration camps, the gas chambers, all of the rest.
And they had the IBM machines for that, all Rockefeller involved, total scum.
Right. But it started out with death panels, where you had a, quote, independent board of professionals who were using cost analysis to decide who lives and who dies. And that's what we have with Obamacare.
Well, yeah, they had the IBM Hollerith machines for those death panels.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And now IBM again today. For my research, have you looked into Thomas Watson, the big Nazi eugenicist, sure, and how he put a lot of IBM's money into a trust? And that's why IBM is always involved in RFID and tracking and human genome and eugenics, is because literally many of these big foundations, pure mission, these people are obsessed with killing people.
Well, look, you had a meeting in New York City at Rockefeller University about 6-8 months ago, and there was then a follow-on meeting, and the participants were Bill Gates, George Soros, Warren Buffett, and a half a dozen other multi-billionaires who pledged to put all of their, quote, philanthropic money into the most important issue, which for them was population reduction. It's all right there in black and white. So you've got this little wannabe oligarchy group who all made their money in one way or another in speculation and other dirty activity. Soros's big deal is drug legalization and laundering drug money. That's who he is on behalf of the British. So it's a repeat of things that we've seen many times before in history, but now we're seeing it with a real vengeance, and we've got to just make sure these people are crushed before their plans go ahead.
And by the way, at the end of the Times of London article from 2009 in May that you report on, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation, and at the end of this article and others, they admit it's a world government to carry out the population reduction. And then you get the Royal Commission from 49, that I know you've written about. They said, we could industrialize And actually, the third world wouldn't have too many children, even in their view. But instead, we're going to cut off development, let their populations explode, and then have after-the-fact mitigating things to kill them off, like war, famine, diet, injections, and injunctions. So they let you be born and then kill you. I mean, it's these people make Jeffrey Dahmer look like Mother Teresa.
That's the oligarchical system. That's the essence of it.
These people are beyond evil, and we did put that article on screen that you mentioned. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this stuff up. Truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Doug in California, you're on the air with Jeff Steinberg. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jeff, Alex.
Hey.
I'm calling from your favorite place here in California, KSCO Land in Santa Cruz.
Oh, I love it.
I really like the connection you've been drawing between the weaponization of water and how it's been used to control and... what I'd like to end your guest talking about Ponzi schemes, and as you might know, we have one of the biggest agricultural areas in the world here. $4.5 billion, Monterey Bay, it suffers 15, according to Mark Reisen, the worst saltwater intrusion loss in the world through Big Agra's expropriation of our water supply to export our water supply, or steal our water. I'd like to hear your guest thoughts on how water might be used and is being used to control us.
Yeah, the takeover of all commodities for artificial scarcity. Jeff Steinberg, say hi to everybody out there in KSCO land. Beautiful area. If I lived in California, it'd be in Santa Cruz. Thank you so much. We want to say hi to all the listeners of KSCO, like Doris Day and, of course, the one, the only, folks, you know him out there as Clint Eastwood. Let's go ahead and get a comment from Jeff Steinberg on that.
Well, look, we've had a complete depletion of the water tables in many, many parts of the country. In other areas, we're getting intensive snows in the winter and rain. We need an effective water management system. It was designed in the 1960s by Parsons Engineering out there in California, called the North American Water and Power Alliance, which would create a modern system of water capture and irrigation through dams and canals, taking about 20% of the Arctic runoff in the spring, funneling it down through the western states of the United States.
Oh, but that's development. You can't have that. That money's got to go to Wall Street so they can fly above our slums in their jets and helicopters.
And not only that, this program would create immediately somewhere in the vicinity of 5 to 9 million productive, good-paying jobs, because this is the largest engineering project that's ever been undertaken in history, and it can be done. You'd create immediate jobs in over 30 states in the country. You'd have a revival of the
oil. But Jeff, that's the American system. We're the country that had the big projects, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Panama Canal, and the French couldn't do it. That's evil. That's the American. You know what? I want to do 5 more minutes with you on the other side, and we've got to let you go then, and you've been very gracious, but I want to be able to talk to Richard, Wendy, Tim, Aaron, Keith, and others. But in 30 seconds, I'm going to get one more call in. How would you describe the LaRouche organization? Washington Post calls you right-wing. Other media calls you Marxist. What are you really?
Small R Republican and the American system. What you just said in terms of our perspective, that this is a nation that was founded on the basis of a credit system to get away from a monetary oligarchy. If you go all the way back to the Massachusetts Bay Colony, we established something that had no previous history of existence on this planet, a true republic based on a credit system in which it's not a private oligarchy that governments go begging.
Credit empowers the individual. Credit doesn't create a monopoly for the oligarchs that issue the fraudulent instrument.
Precisely.
Precisely. All right, let's jam in one call, get their question, we'll come back and answer it. Richard in California, then Wendy in Hawaii and others. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for talking to me, and I really enjoy your guest. I have a comment and a question for Jeff. Jeff, thanks for everything that you're doing. And here's my comment. I hope that you'll take this very seriously, even though it sounds unusual. But
now, your comment. We're going to go to break. Go ahead.
Okay. The states are not broke, and they're not states, they're corporations, and they're hiding massive money using the broke charade to take us one step closer to martial law. If that could be exposed, I'm looking for an organization.
You're talking about comprehensive annual financial reports and the fact that we've been induced into debt by fraud. He's saying technically all 50 states are bankrupt within the bailout system if we sign onto the derivatives. But I'll let Jeff Steinberg answer that when we come back. Then Wendy, Tim, Aaron, Keith, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Money.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
What's her stupid name? Casey Anthony case. Better than one guilty person go free than 10 men go free. better than one guilty person go free than 10 innocent men go to prison, I think is the saying. I guess they raised reasonable doubt in this whole thing. But that woman has definitely got a screwed up life now ahead of her. But the defense raised enough of a question of guilt that now she skates, and hey, perhaps she's innocent. All I know is there's bigger fish to fry. Okay, going back to our guest, answering Richard's question, he's talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports, the double set of books, the investments of government, water districts, school districts, state governments, federal government agencies, versus their budget that we know is only one area. What's your comment on that?
Well, all of that's true. And, of course, you know, Wall Street has been doing these various insurance swindles that have looted a number of states and municipalities. But the fundamental point is that immediately after our Constitution was ratified, the country was, for all practical purposes, in debt and bankrupt. And in an agreement that was reached between Hamilton, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, who were already sort of squabbling at that point, it was agreed that the federal government would assume all of the debts of the state so that the federal government could engage in the issuance of credit, converting this debt into an instrument for credit for the development of the economy. And in return, the states would not have the ability to carry forward debt from one year into the next. There's all kinds of tricks that have been done by Wall Street to pervert this system. But the bottom line is that as of July 1st, 47 out of 50 states had to basically have a balanced budget. In other words, they had to come up with cuts, firing police, firing teachers, firing firemen, doing other things.
That's the austerity, and it's because we've agreed to be signed on to the derivatives fraud. So you're saying we're bankrupt when we're signed on to this Ponzi scheme. We've got to unsign from that. Wendy in Hawaii, you're on the air with Jeff Steinberg.
Hello?
Yes, Wendy. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hello. I think I jumped the gun. I saw two headlines. I had to run out to work at 4 a.m. It's like 8:30 in Hawaii now. I just got home. But I think somebody brought this up on your show the other day about the Australian Green Party, Bob Brown. The headline said, AU Green Party leader admits global warming is really all about world government.
No, so no, that's official Green Party in Australia. They say it's an excuse to manage all human activity for world government. And we posted those reports last Friday. I appreciate your call, Wendy. That's just more of this continuity of agenda, this global strategy. What is the carbon tax? Jeff Steinberg.
Carbon tax is literally an attempt to create yet one more Ponzi scheme, literally out of hot air. It's an attempt to basically have a new bubble that will be explicitly a tax on any kind of modernization, any industrialization, any improvement on the conditions of life. And not surprisingly, Al Gore, through his blood and gore brokerage house in London, has tried to corner the market on the creation of this global carbon swaps futures market based out of Chicago and London. It's a complete swindle. It's based on a scientific fraud, and literally it's an attempt to create one more Ponzi scheme to kick the can down the road of this vast financial bubble.
And it's even more evil because they selectively enforce it, just like Obamacare, where all the insiders, the inner coterie of the oligarchs, they don't have to pay the tax. It's incredible.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
But it's not going to happen because increasingly the fraud of global warming, the swindle, is becoming more and more transparently obvious. And what I'd really like to just say and urge all of your listeners, all of your viewers, is that we're in the process of winning this Glass-Steagall fight. And the more people that get in on this and get to their congressmen and hold their feet to the fire to do something that will be vitally in the interests of the entire people of the United States, this is it. And I can guarantee if we get Glass-Steagall presented before the House and the Senate, for an up or down vote, Obama is doomed.
Absolutely. That puts a stake in the globalist heart big time. Jeff Steinberg, thank you for joining us. Look forward to speaking to you again in the future. LaRougePack.com. Thank you. InfoWars.com is our site. Under Paul Craig Roberts, straight ahead on DSK and a lot more. Stay with us. We'll take some of your calls as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Somewhere in the moment, hope you ever that you got a thought and realize that eternal fate has turned its back on here. It's 2 a.m. here.
It's 2 a.m. here.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, approaching 150 AM and FM stations, number one on podcast and live streaming, according to Shoutcast, Alexa, Google Analytics, StatBrain, the fastest growing media in the United States, under full Pentagon FBI surveillance, death threats, government calling up, admitting they're listening to our phones and then threatening us, telling us what they just heard. I love it. Yeah, I'm doing some real good. I'm hitting pay dirt in the fight against tyranny. I've wanted to be somebody who defends liberty and a warrior in the info war my entire life, and I'm living it. I love it. I strike me down and make me more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I'm committed. I win. Tyranny loses. We're going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts here in just a moment. We need to stop being afraid. But we'll just go to him right now, but I do got some sponsors I got to plug here before we go to this next break. Dr. Roberts, so much is going on. So much is happening. The world is really starting to wake up, but at the same time, the tyranny is stomping around. I want to get into the economy, some of the other articles you've written, but first, DSK, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, no sooner are they announced they're going to drop the charges against him, and this woman's reportedly, according to New York Post, New York Times, connected to mafia, reportedly a prostitute. We have minions of the president, Sarkozy, who he was going to run against. He was already 10 points ahead in most polls, admitting that they put out the news of his arrest before he was even arrested or it was in the news because they, quote, had agents in the hotel. I mean, clearly this is political. A new woman popping up with rape charges. So it looks like they are really after him. I don't know if he's a good guy, a bad guy. I don't like the IMF and globalists. But Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, first former editor of the Wall Street Journal, head of policy department of Treasury, father of Reaganomics, you called this really first. I mean, you had the guts to come out and not defend DSK, but say it stunk to high heaven like a field full of dead cows or something. What's really going on here?
Well, you know, Alex, we'll never know, but it certainly looks like it's a political thing. It could come from various sources, not just Sarkozy, who was frightened by Strauss-Kahn standing in the polls in the upcoming French presidential election. But Strauss-Kahn had recently been saying things which alarmed the bankers. He said, you know, he was meeting with the American economist Joseph Stiglitz, who is a big critic of the bailouts of the bankers on the backs of the ordinary people. Strauss-Kahn was meeting with him and had begun raising questions about the use of the IMF in loading the bailouts on the backs of ordinary people. He also said it was necessary to re-regulate the financial system because the deregulation, which was supposed to result in self-regulation, hadn't worked. And he was making other noises that a member of the global ruling class is not supposed to make. And so whether he actually meant them or whether he was saying it in case he decided to run on the socialist ticket for the French presidency, you know, PR for ordinary people, we don't know. But it certainly alarmed the bankers. You see, one of the giveaways is that the New York prosecutor, Cy Vance, put him in solitary confinement in Riker prison on suicide watch until he resigned from the IMF. Then they let him out. Well, if you're a guy, and you see, they did all this before they have even investigated. So they stick him in a notorious prison in solitary confinement on suicide watch. Now, anything can happen to you in those circumstances with those public announcements. And so he promptly resigned from the IMF. Well, there's so many suspicious things about it. It's always, of course, entirely possible that it was all a plot by the hotel maid, prostitute, whatever she was. Afterwards, she may have said, hey, I can really get some money out of this guy, and it could all have been her plot. But it would not explain how Sarkozy's political operatives knew of the arrest before the New York police announced it. It doesn't really explain the fact that the New York police, they essentially raped Strauss-Kahn's reputation, didn't they? The way they treated this, the way they handled it.
They doled out details right up front, which they wouldn't normally do to assassinate his character. He was not getting a fair lead up to a trial. He was not getting proper due process. And even if he was guilty, better that one, you know, guilty man go free than 10 innocent people go to prison. And I get emails saying, why are you defending Strauss-Kahn? At first, I was like, well, he's an IMF banker. I hate these people. He's scum. This is what they do. But when I think back to Bill Clinton, who had to pay off all the women for the reports of rape, where he bites their faces to hold them down and all this, Clinton got away with that. You know, the New York police are historically, notoriously corrupt. I mean, if Kahn was in good standing with the establishment, he would be left alone from my research and experience. So this whole array of things points towards that, and his talk of forgiving debt, his meeting with Stiglitz, talking about saying the dollar would be dead soon, all of this. Clearly they went after him, and now as soon as they announce they're going to drop the charges, up pops another woman right on time like rows of shark teeth, like that torpedo didn't hit him, so they're flooding chamber two to fire another one. I mean, this is getting really obvious.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is, actually. Of course, there's an innocent explanation for the second case. It could be that what this woman in France thinks is attempted rape could have all been a misunderstanding. It could actually have happened. She agreed to meet him, apparently, according to French press, in an apartment that wasn't his address, alone. And she may have sent a signal she didn't intend to send, and he may have misinterpreted it. So something could have happened. But, you know, what is attempted rape? I mean, it's not rape. Nothing.
Well, that's this feminist thing where they teach the women in public colleges, as you know, Dr. Roberts, now, that all sex is rape, and right. That even if you didn't like it's kind of like the WikiLeaks thing. If you didn't like it afterwards, if you didn't like the sex, it's rape.
I know. It's all ridiculous, and I agree that there's more here than we'll ever know. It does smack of conspiracy. It really does. there are other explanations, but until we can figure out how Sarkozy's operatives knew about this before it was announced publicly, we have to be suspicious. Now, Alex, this French case, it probably came to light now. Explanation. It came to light now because they had the New York case to hook it to. You know, when it first came up in France that she was going to make this case, everyone was convinced that Strauss-Kahn was guilty and would be convicted. And so that may have given confidence to the French lawyer to believe the woman's story and to bring it forward. But now that the New York case has collapsed, we don't know what will happen to the French case. Unless it has a lot of independent strength. And if it does have, you have to wonder why it's 8 years old before it surfaces as a charge. So I don't think we really know about this, but I certainly agree that a member of the ruling global elite would not be treated this way unless he was perceived as a threat.
Well, look at how they let Madoff for a year stay at home and be left alone. We've got upwards of $100 billion stolen. And in every case, I mean, they treat these guys like royalty, even when they're forced to arrest them for something after 11 years of insiders exposing exactly what Bernie Madoff was doing. So the whole thing stinks to high heaven. Now, expanding into the economy, Dr. Roberts. Well, before we get to the economy, the Russian head envoy to NATO says, yes, the ground invasion's on for September, October. The Israeli publications are saying the special forces are going in this month and then in the next 2 months, full ground invasion. Exactly what I got from Fort Hood, and I got letters from Hood and calls on air when I asked military listeners about it, and since a bunch of other contacts have come into us, that if Gaddafi doesn't fall, they can't assassinate him with these bombs. They now admit they are trying to kill him. If that peace action fails, that a larger peace action of the first cav under 3 Corps is going to have to bring more peace and more love and more humanitarian assistance to Libya. And I saw a video that we aired live when Tarpley was on with us last Friday. At first it looked like 200,000. Then they pulled out. It had to be a half million or more. He reported grenade launchers on the street. Almost everyone with AK-47s. Now it's upwards of 2 million. Kalashnikovs handed out a million RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades for folks that don't know what that is. I mean, if just 5% of those people actually aim at a target and shoot, this is going to be hell on earth for the NATO troops. But the man of peace, though, is dedicated to bringing them peace there.
You know, and the whole thing is strictly illegal. It's a war crime. What the United States is doing, what NATO is doing, these are exactly what the Nazis were executed for after the Nuremberg trials. This is naked aggression. It's a war crime. And they can't even claim the cover of the UN resolution because all the UN agreed to was a no-fly zone. And no-fly doesn't mean to attack the Gaddafi people or to intervene militarily in order to overthrow him. That is not what they had any cover for. So, and the whole world just stands and takes it. And it's obviously illegal. It's a war crime. It's an amazing thing. Just like everything else that happens. It's all amazing.
Dr. Roberts, why are you against peace? Yeah. But, I mean, this is a Nobel Peace Laureate who lied and said they'd be there days, not weeks, who lied and said they weren't trying to kill Gaddafi, and now NATO and the top U.S. general admit to Congress they are trying to kill him. I mean, why is lying about a war, lying about how long you're there, breaking international law, national law, trying to assassinate people, arming known al-Qaeda in the East, why are you against something as wonderful? Sir, are you... I mean, why are you so hateful?
Yeah. Well, you know, Alex, we've lost the law. There's no rule of law left. The government is not accountable to law. I mean, Clinton wasn't for Serbia. This really accelerated under Bush Cheney. And now Obama has validated it, you know, because the Obama administration has ruled that there will be no accountability for any of the crimes of the Bush administration, you know, the torture, the illegal detentions.
That was peace as well. Come on, don't be a conspiracy theory.
Oh, sure. That was all. See, what, you know, peace, what it means, I suppose, is war is peace.
Now, that's more like it. Hey, you're starting to be a little bit more sensible.
War is peace, and we're going to have a lot of peace.
and Dr. Roberts, they've told us that the economy is been out of recession for 2 years as all the jobless numbers increase, and as a lot of economists say, we're in a depression. But they say war is peace, and they say this is a crackerjack economy.
Right.
And who are you as a Forbes-listed, you know, top economist? Who are you to have an opinion? If you have an opinion differing from the ruling class, you're a conspiracy theorist.
That's exactly the case. That's what I wrote not long ago. Conspiracy theorist is anyone who pays any attention to facts or analysis. And... But, you know, we can laugh, but it is really serious. It should be frightening to see the United States government, which poses as the light of the world, you know, the model of the rule of law, bringing democracy and freedom, and it's totally lawless. Everything that's done is lawless, and they flout it. And we've now had a case where a federal judge was lied to by the FBI in the court. And he read them the Riot Act for lying to him, but did nothing about it because they claim that they don't have to tell the truth to judges because it's national security.
Yeah, they're allowed to perjure themselves.
Right.
Which is freedom.
That's right. They can break every law. You know, the courts have no jurisdiction. Congress has none. So people really should be scared to death. They should be scared to death.
Well, yeah, because they're getting ready to launch even bigger wars. The economy's imploding. They're setting up domestic police state control grids. That's why they're so confident, because they're committed to go into a hot tyranny in this country, Dr. Roberts. They're committed. That's why they don't care.
I wouldn't be surprised that everything suggests that, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think a lot of minions of this system have studied history like you and I have. I don't think all the average folks that are kind of going along with this have any idea of the type of horrid creature they're releasing out of that box. I mean, this is hell that's being released.
That's right. They have no idea. I agree. They were all out waving the flags the other day and pretending that they have liberty.
All we've got left is the free speech, and now they're openly organizing against that. More and more calls to arrest conspiracy theorists. Look at the, which means arrest the heretics, the questioners. Look at Cass Sunstein. Look at all of it, Dr. Roberts.
I know. It's amazing that you carry on.
Well, we're going to. Are you kidding? We're really getting a lot of folks to wake up. It's just that people think they've woken up. They need to wake up to just how bad it is. Let's do five more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you about the economy and where you see that going. And this weekend, all the big media attacking the Constitution like it was a dead cockroach or something that needs to be dumped.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
By the way, if you go to top of InfoWars.com, it says InfoWars Insider. Every Tuesday, we send out exclusive video, exclusive report, because the Internet's important. There's more and more censorship on it, and email is one of the low-tech ways to send high-tech information. So tomorrow, we've got that report going out at 2 p.m. You sign up there with your email. It's absolutely free, InfoWars.com. Don't forget, we've also extended that special deal to this Friday, but we ran out of Police State 4, so we put something even better, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death, two films, with the other four films. So that's six films, five DVDs, and Mark Dice's new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, absolutely free when you order that Alex Jones Essential DVD pack. We're running that special through Friday, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. I am basically almost flat out of time, and I got a few more questions for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. But Dr. Roberts, I don't know how much you watched the news this weekend. I barely even paid attention, and there was a full-out assault. Kurt Nemo's got a report about it today, but there was a full-out assault on the Constitution that was outmoded, old, bad. But the Constitution is new ideas. The stuff that the establishment's bringing in is regurgitated ancient tyranny. I mean, the classic forms of tyranny, human nature stays the same. What do you make of the system coming out of the closet and saying, get rid of the Constitution and you will be delivered to Valhalla?
Well, they've already gotten rid of it, and we now have a Caesar. And whoever the president is, he's now a Caesar, as long as he's at war. So, and it's up to the president whether or not we're at war. So we have a Caesar. We don't have representative democracy, and there's no rule of law. Whatever the president does or says is what happens, and there's no check on that, neither from the courts and nor from the Congress. And it doesn't matter who we elect, because that's just a facade. The person in the office is a Caesar. So whoever's there has the power of a Caesar, and that's what we have. You know, like we're at war in Libya without the War Powers Act.
We're at peace with Libya.
Well, in all sense, we're at peace, because war is peace. But
don't be an extremist here, sir. Don't engage in critical thinking. I mean, conspiracy theory.
You know, my book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, which came out 11 years ago, I concluded it by saying the Constitution was dead and that the country would soon follow unless there was a constitutional revival, and there's not been one. And no one seems to care. The law schools don't care, the bar associations, nothing happens. So we have acquiesced to a Caesar. I don't think there's any going back. And now the question is, will the economy collapse out from under them? And it could well do, but it may be why we're having all these wars, that what they may be trying to do is to secure control over oil so that the dollar remains the reserve currency and everyone in the world has to continue to pay dollars for oil and therefore use dollars to fund our debt. So it may well be that how they're trying to avert economic collapses by war in the Middle East and war on the oil-producing regions. So that may be what's going on.
Now, your newest book is War of the Worlds, How the Economy Was Lost, available all over the web, Amazon.com, and also at the bottom of the articles you write at InfoWars.com. We have a link to it as well. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for joining us for some critical thinking, some common sense, historical perspective, and also an economic look as the former head of policy at the Treasury. But again, the fact that you have an opinion on the economy is a conspiracy theory, because your opinion differs from that of Obama, that tells us everything is fine. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.